All right, this could be the show of the year. And I'm not just saying that because one of my good friends was in it, but it's Dr. Harry Adelson. And this show's on stem cells. 2 years of investigating this topic of stem cells. Not only did I find the guy, but I found the answer to my problems, which you're going to hear more about in this show. But look, I believe this is the future of medicine. Whether you're in pain, whether you have autoimmune, Lyme disease, there's a lot of conditions right now that stem cells research is showing could be an answer. But you know what? You're going to see some really cool video clips of actually my procedure and my wife's face procedure. So yeah, we even get into the face for the cosmetic appearance in this show. We even talk about Ben Greenfield. You're going to have to stay tuned for that. Yeah, he was considered the man with the micropenis who injected stem cells. I'm just going to leave it at that. You're going to have to watch this show. I'm going to see you on the show. You're going to love Dr. Harry and the information we bring. Right, welcome to a show that I've been waiting for a long time. The last 2 years, I've been diving deep into the stem cell world. And I'll tell you, I've interviewed some people, I've read a lot. And I found this guy right here. He's
Right
become a
next
good
door.
friend right next door. Matter of fact, the reason we are live in his clinic, it's because it's so nice, man. It's such a nice clinic. Now, we're live because he is from Park City, Utah, my hometown. And he just happens to be the best. And we don't have to mention names, but you've done a lot of big names in our industry, that's for sure. And you're going to find out in this episode. This is going to be a great episode for you because I believe stem cells is the future of medicine. I really believe that. And that's after 2 years of digging into this topic. I think that there is more here than you probably think. As a matter of fact, Harry, welcome to the show, first off.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Absolutely.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, no doubt. And I am going to tell my story because you were just asking me how my back was. And it's been a remarkable journey with my back for several years. And I believe this was the thing that really has changed me. And you're going to get to see actual video. So I have some clips of my procedure with the stem cells. But Harry, I'll tell you, right now, let's start from the very top because when I mention stem cells to people, believe it or not, I get this response oftentimes. Oh, is that legal in the United States?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I
I
mean,
get it too.
yeah. So, I mean, let's start there because people are going to be like, are we doing something illegal here? So, talk to that first.
Well, here we are in my evil laboratory in Park City.
The
And
FDA is knocking down the
that's
door. I
right.
think
I
I
mean,
passed them on the way in.
it's one of the best kept secrets that stem cell therapy has been practiced in the United States
Yeah.
for about a decade now, and I've been doing it for 8 years. And when I first heard about it, I had the same reaction. I
Yeah.
thought I had a patient come into me, and I had done prolotherapy for a number of years, and that's all I did. And then I did platelet-rich plasma for a number of years, and that's all I
Which,
did.
by the way, are great procedures as well.
They
Yeah.
work
So,
very well, and
yeah.
they're very similar. They rely on the body's natural healing response,
Yeah.
and it really is the healing power of nature. So then a patient of mine came to me, and she brought, this was in 2010, and she had a stack of articles. Mostly animal studies that were on the use of bone marrow stem cells for the treatment of arthritis.
Yeah.
And she said, Harry, I want you to, she'd been a patient of mine for years. She said, I want you to harvest my bone marrow, concentrate it, and inject it into my knees. And I said,
I can't do that.
I said, I can't do that. I don't know how to do it. I said, I've heard of a guy in Kansas who's doing that. If you want, I know him. I'll introduce you to him and you can go to him. And she said, I don't want your friend to do it. I want you to do it. And I said, Laura, I'm a naturopath. And if I start doing bone marrow aspirations, do you know how much criticism I'm going to get? And she said, I'm an engineer for NASA and I'm a woman. Do you know how much criticism I get? If you want to complain to
Good
me about being
response.
criticized, then hike your skirt up. And I said, I couldn't argue with her. So I found one of the 10 guys who's doing it in the country. I watched him do one and I started doing it.
Yeah. I mean, you've been doing this longer than most. I mean, I think that's
I'm
why
one
you're.
of the early guys in the US.
Yeah. I mean, and you have, look, when I asked who is doing the best work, they said your name. Next question I had, because I think I was heading to Miami. The next question I had, where is he? He's in Park City. You don't know him? No. So anyways, yeah, I mean, you came highly, highly recommended. So that's how I ended up here for sure. When you look at stem cells, it obviously it's progressed. You started in prolozone, which by the way, actually did help me. It stabilized my low back, made a difference, at least temporary, I would say, in my neck. But my disc wasn't regenerated. Even the ligament, my lumbosacral ligament that I have so much problem with, it was still weakened and it wasn't healing, even though it stabilized my back and I was able to pick up dumbbells again and those things. But, you know, no doubt already. And by the way, I'm 7 weeks after I was in this office getting injected. But, and already, I can notice a massive difference.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
I mean, it's so, and I've got a long way to go because I believe most of the healing, as I've read, occurs between month 3 and 4. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So it's when you inject stem cells, it tends to be the exact opposite of a steroid injection. Mm-hmm. If you do a cortisone injection, you get if it's properly indicated and it's done correctly, you get immediate improvement, which if you're lucky will last 2 months, and then it wears completely off.
Right.
This is the exact opposite. This it really takes 2 months for it to kick in. But then once it starts to kick in between month 2 and month 6, really, mm-hmm. is where the effects kick in. And then it seems to last years.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited for that, mm-hmm. to be honest with you.
And what you have going on, Dan, is you have a dehydrated disc, a desiccated disc.
It makes
sense that prolozone might help because the ozone is able to actually, it's a gas, so it can penetrate into deeper tissues. It's not like you're injecting a fluid. When you're injecting a fluid like stem cells, it absolutely has to be completely precise. You need x-ray for that. You need fluoroscopy. There's very few people who are doing that.
Very few. You know, and I have to say this. I have a unique thing that happened to my neck. I did a show recently with Jerry, who you just went to for cavitation. That's a whole other story, but he got his cavitations done. We'll put it that way.
A week ago today.
Anyway, I got my cavitation done, and it moved, the infection moved up into another cavitation I didn't know. Bottom line was, days later, all of a sudden, I get neck pain. I never had it before. Not only pain, but I started to lose my range of motion, and I literally crepitus arthritis in my neck. And looking at my neck on an x-ray was like, what happened? I mean, it's like, I just don't know what happened to my neck, you know, realizing later that, oh my gosh, that happened right after I got the cavitation surgery. So my neck literally went almost a year ago today. And so we just injected my neck. So when you see me get my neck done, you know, that's why I was getting my neck done. So anyways, all right, let's talk about some of the benefits because people are watching this saying, okay, you're talking about your neck, you're talking about your low back. And by the way, we're going to talk about why the whole body, because you do a procedure, this whole body makeover that nobody mm-hmm. else is doing, where you literally do the whole body. We put it in systemically at the end, which you're going to see me do, the face, everything. But talk about, before we talk about that particular thing that you're doing, talk about some of the benefits of stem cells that are researched.
So the concept with stem cell therapy and really regenerative therapy as a whole, regenerative injection therapy, is that the majority of chronic pain comes from the microscopic level. It's not from the macroscopic level. So the macroscopic level is what it is that you can see on MRI.
Right.
And the problem with that is if you take 100 people with no low back pain, who've never had low back pain, and you do MRIs mm-hmm. on them, 60% of them are going to have irregularities on MRI. 15% of them are going to have irregularities so severe that if they had corresponding symptoms, they would be candidates for immediate emergency surgery. Mm-hmm. Similarly, a large portion of people with low back pain have MRIs that are within normal limits, to the point where the American College of Physicians has put out a position paper that for normal low back pain with no nerve symptoms, no loss of motor function, and if you're not suspecting cancer, don't do MRI, because all doing an MRI does is it sends you down some expensive and dangerous rabbit holes. So what that does is it shifts our focus from the macroscopic level, from the gross anatomy, to the microscopic level, the cellular level, the tissue level, the connective tissue mm-hmm. level. And the two main things that happen with tissue injury is, one, you get chaotic collagen matrix. So now instead of this miracle fabric that stretches just the right amount in every direction and nerves that pass freely through as it stretches in each direction, and just the right amount of microcirculation that adequately brings nutrition to the tissue and metabolic waste away, you now get your miracle fabric loses its miracle properties. It stretches too much in one direction enough in other directions.
Right.
And those nerve fibers that pass through get caught up. and fire pain signals.
I mean, scar tissue in a sense.
It is scar tissue. I mean, it absolutely is scar tissue.
Yeah.
The other things that happens is you get neovascularization. And neovascularization is the growth of highly concentrated irregular blood vessels. So even though it's a hyperconcentration of microvasculature, it actually is, it reduces your ability to bring nutrients to the area and metabolic waste away. So now you just have tissue that is unhappy and is firing pain signals. One of the areas with the best research for stem cell medicine is wound care. So if you have a non-healing ulcer and you treat it somehow, it either gets better or it doesn't. Mm-hmm. So it's very easy to study. There's nothing subjective about it. It's entirely objective. One of the best areas of stem cell medicine is the treatment of wounds, because you inject stem cells in there. The first thing that happens is you grow healthy blood vessels, and then you grow connective tissue over top. So there's a growing body of literature in all areas of stem cell medicine, but it's really a small intellectual jump to say, if you can grow new skin and cover non-healing ulcers, it's a small intellectual jump to say it can treat most things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, on that note, I mean, I've been scouring, you know, research, the internet, studies for the last 2 years. People are doing this for Lyme disease now with amazing success. And you would say, well, wait a minute, you know, how does stem cells affect Lyme? Because it has such a profound effect on the immune system. Mm-hmm. You know, so obviously, and I've been a proponent of this for many years, you don't kill Lyme. Lyme will always be in you if it's in you. You improve the immune system, and the immune system figures out Lyme. Well, evidently, stem cells is doing it better than anything right now. Cancer. I mean, gosh, I mean, major universities right now are doing stem cells, post-cancer treatments, before cancer treatments. What else am I seeing it for? Well, we're going to show the face procedure. So cosmetics in stem cells. So hang on, I'm going to show you a piece of video there. But I mean, so what else? Am I missing something? And again, I don't want to put words in your mouth. Those are some studies that I read over the last 2 years.
Well, here at Doceri Clinics, we just treat musculoskeletal pain.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I prefer to just focus on
that. Yeah, no, absolutely.
But in the literature out there, I mean, I'm a member of the Cell Surgical Network, and they have a listing of all their IRB studies. And it's a long page.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's neurologic conditions, Parkinson's, MS.
Yeah.
It's eye disease. It's macular degeneration, it's autoimmune disease, it's including all of them, Sjogren's and lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. And what's interesting is the common thread between all the conditions is they're conditions for which there's not really good conventional options. Like the conventional treatment is a bad deal pretty much.
Yeah.
So it shows particular promise in that regard.
Well, the neurodegenerative, the brain stuff, I mean, from Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, I mean, there's some major hope here for people. So
if your brain is degenerating, tell me how a drug is going to help that.
Yeah, it doesn't.
You need the body's natural healing response. And that's what's wonderful about this treatment is it truly is drugless medicine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, look, I got it done even for the anti-aging properties of this. And I could, you know, name a lot of people who've come here for the exact same thing. So, you know, I mean, obviously my neck and my back, but even more so, like I said, I mean, I'm looking at my body as, hey, I'm in my 50s, I'm degenerating. So you'll see in a moment how we put it in the IV. Talk about that. These stem cells have a way, because a lot of people are doing this. I mean, this is new, but a lot of people are realizing that putting this stuff in systemically, letting these stem cells go where they're needed. And you're going to see in actually my video, you actually inject it into my sacrum where that lumbosacral ligament was, and you see it just travel right down to where the whole injury was. So these things have a way of making their way to the injured tissue. So talk about systemically.
Well, sure, because when you asked me about stem cell medicine, I kind of launched into a thing about the indications and really the pathology and the approach. But how the stem cells actually work, the actual mechanism of action is, you know, we have stem cells in all of our tissues, with a couple of exceptions, you know, in all the major musculoskeletal tissues and all the organ systems. So their job is to maintain the health of their microenvironment. So the way they do that is the two superhuman powers they have. One is they have the ability to, and this is actually the definition of a stem cell, is they have the ability either to self-replicate when they divide, they turn into versions of themselves, or they differentiate, they turn into target tissue cells.
Right.
And the most important of the stem cells is the mesenchymal stem cell. And that's what we harvest from your bone marrow. And that's
I call it mesenchymal.
You can call it either. Okay. You can say it either way. Right. Yeah. Either way.
Okay.
We get it from your bone marrow. We get it from your fat. Then
so you're going to see.
Right. Now, when you have an area of pathology, like an arthritic knee, like a dehydrated disc, or like a, you know, whatever it is, an SI ligament, whatever it is you're treating, when you have chronic injury, the idea is that, you know, from the stem cell theory of aging, is that part of the degeneration is you have the injury that you've sustained, or the multiple right. injuries that you've sustained, has overwhelmed your body's ability to replicate itself. You've shunted those stem cells into differentiation to such an extent they haven't been able to go the other direction and divide, self-replicate. Okay. So you actually deplete the population of stem cells in that particular area. So what we're doing is we're taking the stem cells from areas where you still have a robust population, namely your fat mm-hmm. and your bone marrow.
Right.
And we place them exactly where you have the depletion, where you have the
right.
where you have the population that's been beaten down.
Yeah.
And so you're effectively repopulating that area and giving the body the ability to heal itself once right. again.
Okay. So I want to show this first clip because, okay, you talked about we're harvesting them from the bone and the mm-hmm. fat because we have the most there. Mm-hmm. And I'll let you speak to it after of why you do, you know, bone and fat. Mm-hmm. And there's something new that I'll let you speak to that may replace the fat, but I'll let you talk about that. But this is, we'll play this clip, and this is just kind of how it was taken from me, and then the process of how you actually make this, you know, concentrate the stem cells and inject it back in me. So Matt, go ahead and play this.
Turn me over to do my knees and elbows.
So right now, you can speak to it. They're taking it out of my bone.
So the needle, that's a bone needle. It's called a Jamshidi needle, developed by Dr. Jamshidi. And it's placed in Dan's iliac crest. So it's the ilium, the two large frisbee-shaped bones in your pelvis. You put it into one of those. The flat bones contain stem cells. Long bones do not. This actually here, that's actually his fat. That's the adipose. So that's showing, I've already done a miniature liposuction called a lipoaspiration. And there's a fair amount of blood in there because Dan's slender. When we get somebody who's not as thin as Dan, then it's a lot more yellow. But slender people tend to get more bleeding.
And what's happening there?
So now it's in the incubator. It's uh-huh. it's soaked with collagenase. And it's enzymatic digestion. Mm-hmm. So it's in the incubator being agitated.
Okay.
And the next step is it's centrifuged, and then and then it's filtered, and then it's centrifuged again.
Okay. All right. So so that just shows the process. Now, why do you do it from fat and bone in most cases?
Let me back up because I okay. left something out of All the right. last question.
Go
I'll
ahead.
Address yeah. that. So I talked about differentiation of stem cells. The other major mechanism of action of stem cells is the paracrine effect. And that's actually probably the more important of the two. The paracrine effect is the stem cell's ability to, first of all, it's intracellular communication. So it's the stem cell's ability, first of all, to recognize that it's in the presence of damaged tissue. And then second, once it identifies that it's in the presence of damaged or dead tissue, it sprouts vesicles filled with growth factors called exosomes. It releases the exosome, so once it comes out of the cell, then it's an exosome.
Those are like communication molecules, if you will.
This is filled with growth factors, mm-hmm. with RNA, with all the necessary communication tools to basically trigger that tissue to heal itself through growth of healthy blood vessels, through triggering dividing of stem mm-hmm. cells, mitosis, through they have strong antimicrobial properties, what you were talking yeah. about treating Lyme. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to mention that. That differentiation is really, we're coming to believe, is actually the lesser of the two mechanisms
oh,
of
wow.
action.
Yeah.
And that paracrine effect, that intercellular communication, is probably the more important.
Which actually brings me to another point. I don't want to get too far off my second question, but the exosomes, you know, we're going to talk about, because now one of the new things that you're doing, and you're only a few clinics in the U.S. are doing, is actually using direct exosomes. Mm-hmm. But okay, back to the other, which is part of this topic. We talked about why bone and fat.
Sure. So I started doing bone marrow in 2010, and I was very happy with the results. What I found is we would do one treatment, and then we do a second treatment about 2 months later, mm-hmm. and we were getting really very good. We were very happy with the results. Then I'd heard about isolating stem cells from fat, but there were all these rumors flying around about whether or not it was legal. So I kind of waited. And I, after about 3 years, 2013, I decided that it was okay to start doing it. So I started mm-hmm. isolating stem cells from fat.
And there's more stem cells in fat.
Far more.
Okay. And so the older you get, fat becomes maybe a better player.
Yes.
Then? Okay.
Yes. So the populations of mesenchymal stem cells in bone marrow diminish over time, but to begin with, they're right. still low.
Got
from
it.
60 cc's of bone marrow, you're going to get in the neighborhood of tens of thousands of stem cells. From 60 cc's of fat, you're going to get tens of millions of stem cells.
Yeah, wow.
However, what I found was, so when I started doing that, we call it SVF, stromal vascular fraction, adipose-derived stem cells. When I started doing SVF, I thought, my instinct was to mix them together. But I thought, you know, maybe I don't need to do bone marrow anymore. Mm-hmm. Maybe the fat will work just as well, or maybe it'll work better without the bone marrow. So in that case, I would mix it with platelet-rich plasma. Well, what I found, so what I did is for a period of 4 months, I would offer people one or the other. I'd say we can do bone marrow, with which I have a lot of experience. There's scientific data on it, or we can do fat, which I have far less experience. There are a lot more stem cells, so theoretically you might get a better outcome, but I honestly don't mm-hmm. know. During those 4 months, people picked one or the other. Then what I did is at that time, my dad came to visit and I wanted to just do both with my dad.
So my family,
after that,
all these experiments as well.
Right. After that, I just felt like, you know, if it should be in the Hippocratic Oath,
yeah.
like do unto your patient as you would do unto dear old dad.
Yeah.
Right.
Where dear old wife is sitting to my right.
Right. So what I did was those 4 months of people that I just did one or the other, I called them 1 year out. And what I found was, as had been my experience with the bone marrow, I got very consistently good results. I usually had to do two treatments. With the fat people, when it worked better than the bone marrow.
Mm-hmm.
It only took one treatment, but I had a higher non-responder rate. I had like a 30% non-responder rate instead of a 10%.
And I read maybe the reason, tell me if I'm right, because one of the things about bone cells, stem cells, is they differentiate very well into discs and ligaments and things like that. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, that could be.
Okay.
I mean, that might be the reason, but I really don't know.
Don't know. Yeah,
but
okay.
Then when I started combining them and I called people 1 year out, I found that I got the consistency of the bone marrow and the augmented improvement of the fat. And I usually only do one treatment. And I published an article on this very thing, on this survey that I did. It's on my website.
Yeah. Well, and that kind of brings us to the next topic, because the FDA is kind of getting a little weird about the fat extracted for whatever reason. But now there's these things called exosomes that, again, you're leading the way. You mentioned exosomes as being this communication molecule for stem cells, right, mm-hmm. to activate the healing to wherever mm-hmm. you inject it. Talk a little bit about exosomes, because you put my bone, you put my fat, and you put exosomes in me, and then you injected it systemically. Talk about that.
Right.
And
so,
my wife had an IV of exosomes.
Right.
Of exosomes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So exosomes are, I get it from a laboratory in New Jersey, mm-hmm. and what they do is they purchase placentas from, so a woman gives birth through a C-section, and this lab purchases the placenta. By the way, the woman's been screened for every imaginable communicable disease and genetic disorder and has passed that. This lab then takes possession, they purchase the placenta, and they take the stem cells, the placental stem cells, which are very primitive, excellent mesenchymal stem cells, mm-hmm. the most robust mesenchymal stem cells available, and they culture expand them. So they grow them into hundreds of millions of stem cells. They then take those stem cells, those culture expanded stem cells, so now you have just tons of them, and put them in a stressful medium.
Mm-hmm.
So they're basically tricking these cells into thinking that their host is undergoing duress. So they start preparing for lean times, injury or starvation.
I love that.
And they sprout these vesicles filled with growth factors, and then they actually lyse the stem cells. They destroy the stem cells, and harvest the exosomes. Discard all the other cellular debris and just keep the exosomes. Now, when I was the reason I wanted to make sure to talk about that paracrine effect is because we think that paracrine effect is actually more important, because now the exosomes do not have the ability to differentiate.
Right.
But that is the currency for intracellular communication. That is how cells communicate with each other. And you're just dumping them all into the system all at once.
Yeah, that's exciting. Yeah, that's
and exciting. You're not taking on the other person's DNA.
Yeah.
And that's the real kicker about it is you're there's no question of any sort of immune reaction because there's nothing to react to.
I mean, there's not a lot out there about it because not a lot of people are doing it. But the studies I did read, I was like, I want more. I was like ready to come back and I made my wife come in. I'm like, you know, you got to get these things injected in you because I mean, the benefits that, that they're seeing, I mean, it could be the new thing, could it?
I think it could be the new thing.
Yeah.
It remains to be seen. I think it's worthwhile to combine them with your own stem cells.
And that's what we did.
And that's what we did. And that's what we do here. And the reason for that is if you want like a single dose of exosomes will give you a burst. But if you combine it with your own stem cells, now you're repopulating your knee or your back or whatever with your own stem cells, giving the exosomes in addition to that to really give it a huge burst.
Yeah.
And potentially your own stem cells can then take up those exosomes because they are the currency of stem cells. That's how.
And by the way, I would argue that's why autoimmune and all these conditions. I mean, it's you're taking up those communication molecules and start making better immune cells. I mean, that's what happens after a fast. By the way, you know, when we're fasting, we have autophagy that's eating bad cells, and then we have a raise of your own stem cells. And your own stem cells start to replace all those bad tissues that your body actually got rid of. So you're basically dumping a bunch of these incredible communication molecules into your system that know how to heal. They actually go into those places of healing. All right, you do a few things that are very, very unique. One of which is, I made mention of it, it's this whole body makeover that you're doing. I can't say I did the whole body makeover because I missed a few joints. We came pretty darn close though, right?
But we did a full spine.
Yeah, we did a full spine. Yeah. I got my knees, my elbows. I got the infusion of the stem cells. So talk about the full body makeover. How did it come to be? I think, again, if I'm the guy who wants to be as healthy as I can, I want a full body makeover. Why?
Well, it's this whole, the stem cell theory of aging states that we age specifically because our stem cells slow down.
That's right.
And we deplete the populations of stem cells. And, you know, we age and we get arthritic and things start to change. So, and that is largely a function of us overwhelming our stem cells' ability to replenish healthy new tissue. So how the full body stem cell makeover came about is that I've always, you know, I started out doing prolotherapy. And when you inject prolotherapy, first of all, insurance doesn't cover it. And second of all, it's very inexpensive solution. Right. You know, it's dextrose. So I, from the beginning, someone would come in and they'd want to do their hips and their knees and their ankles. Yeah, sure. They want to do more than that. Fine. There's no problem. When you go to a conventional MD, even the ones who are doing regenerative medicine, many of them get stuck in this mindset of, for so many years, insurance will only pay for one thing. So we're just going to do one thing.
Right.
They kind of get stuck in that.
It's
and
true.
So I kind of never got stuck down that road. The second reason is, a lot of my patients are farmers, ranchers, and oil field workers. We get a lot of busted up cowboys. That's like a diagnostic code for, you know, when I put in their chart notes, it's like assessment, busted up cowboy. I mean, and these guys are busted
up. We do live in the West.
Yeah, I mean, the joke I make with them is that they've exceeded the terms of their warranty.
Yeah, done.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, I was in your waiting room, and I actually met one of those guys, but anyway, it's good.
Yeah, so that, and then the third thing is, about 2 years ago, we switched to doing all of our procedures under sedation. We have a board certified.
You're going to see that in a second.
Yeah, we have an anesthesiologist who puts you to sleep. It's not general anesthesia, but it's sedation. You're asleep. It's the same as you get for a colonoscopy or like getting your teeth pulled.
By the way, I have to say that was the best part.
It's great.
I woke up 2.5 hours later.
It's great.
And I was like, is that that's it? And I was saying stupid things because my wife's laughing over here. I was talking about, well, I won't go into that. Yeah. But anyway.
So, I have leverage for another show if I need it.
I'm gonna get in trouble here. So anyways, but I, needless to say, I woke up going, that was it? And honestly, I had no pain. When you see the next clip here, you're going to be, I was happy.
Well, and that's the thing. You know, what I found was, I'm convinced the reason I switched to doing all my procedures under sedation is I'm convinced I get better outcomes. And the reason is when people go through a bone marrow aspiration, a liposuction, getting their disc injected, getting their C1, C2 injected, it hurts and it's stressful. Yeah. And now when they think of me and they think of this treatment, they're kind of pissed off.
Yeah.
Understandably, because it's like they're enduring.
They sort of anchor into negative.
Yeah. So when they think of me, they have this negative connotation. Now they go to sleep. They wake up. Diane, our recovery nurse, is this very lovely person.
She's so sweet.
And you wake up to her and we give you a little IV Tylenol. And it's just like you've had this. Now you have this like great association with me. You wake up kind of stoned. And so anyway.
Same stupid thing.
So that's how the full body makeover came about, is it just sort of organically.
Let me tell him what it is exactly. I mean, so basically he does every joint in your body.
Yeah,
we
take a lot of bone marrow. We take a lot of fat. We isolate the stem cells. Yeah. We use a lot of exosomes. We have you face down. We do the spine from the base of the skull to your tailbone, every level of the spine, epidurals in the cervical spine, epidurals in the lumbar spine. Turn you over, both shoulders, both elbows, wrists and hand, hips, knees, ankles, foot.
You de-age, man. I'm telling you, you de-age. Not to mention the face, which is an option.
You have the option.
You don't have to get that.
You have the option. You know. Dr. Amy Killen will come in and do the skin of your face and hands. She'll do.
I got it.
She'll do the scalp for hair growth, and she'll do. You guys did not
face and hands.
I did the scalp.
I hate
no, no, no. But you guys didn't do the O shot, P shot. She'll also do.
Oh, yeah.
She'll do also.
Oh, I interviewed Amy, Dr. Amy, and do you remember the title of that? It was like.
It was
sexual dysfunction was where we started. Then we ended up in stem cells, and we talked about the face. But you're gonna see a clip of her.
She injects the penis and the vagina, whichever one you have.
Okay, now I'm going to use his name. So Ben Greenfield, I sent him here. He's coming.
Next week.
He's staying at our house. He's staying at our house. So Ben's getting what I got. But Ben is now world known for injecting his own penis with stem cells. Now, in Ben's defense, he didn't inject his own penis, but he did have it injected.
I actually have a patient, a Green Beret, who wants to, because I don't do it. I don't do the penis injections. So he said, I'll just do my own. Just tell me what to do. I was like, are you kidding? Yeah.
Okay, first of all, Ben's defense, once again, he was actually paid by a very popular men's magazine to examine every sexual enhancement there is, then basically rate them and write an article on. So he was actually paid to do it. So okay, so
but he lost one of his big sponsors.
Oh, he did. Yeah. I know they didn't like it. Yeah, but
I guess any kind of performance enhancement.
Well, they made him out to be a lunatic. I mean, he's there with the syringe, you know, and he's like, you know, man injects his own penis, micro penis, actually. Okay, you know, I don't know anything more than that, but they, I don't think he has a micro penis. Okay, but that's what they pinned him.
He definitely does not.
So I gotta just tell you guys.
No, we're not cut.
So I have to tell these guys this though. So Ben Greenfield, I was in the airport flying down to Austin, Texas, and I'm sitting there, and there's this guy, like I hear this wah, and I look, and this guy has this like jackhammer massage thing. He's facing away from me. I just see his back, and he's got a hoodie on, and he's going like this, wah, and I go, that's gotta be.
Yeah,
sure enough, it was.
Yeah, it was.
There's only one guy.
Oh my god.
Okay, sorry.
Anyways, we digress. Yeah. Okay, hey Matt, let's show the clip because I think this is. I want to put out one thing before you show it though. Is that you do a couple other things very special, which is really important in this area. Is you use a X-ray video
fluoroscopy.
Yeah, fluoroscopy, and it's low resolution, but it's also low dose radiation. The best part about it is you're able to go exactly where we need it. And you're going to see that. You're going to see him go right into the disc exactly where it needed to go. Matter of fact, you'll see him show there's the spot. It's this big, and you'll see him go right in there. And then you'll see a side view, and that's my sacrum. and you'll see it go in, and then you'll see it, boom, go right. These things go, they go right for the injury. They know what's injured. They went right for the injury. And you also see him do my knees in this clip as well. So let's run the, and you'll see him do an IV, how they, well, IV, they'll push. So let's watch the clip.
That's it. So that's our target. It's about this big.
Where is it, right in here?
That's right, right here.
That's my dried up disc.
L5S1 disc. That is basically the deepest part of your body.
And so you're going in now. Yeah,
that's a 7-inch needle. So that's, we're looking at it at an oblique angle. That, well, that just switched to a transfemoral.
Now I'm showing my neck. But that was it. Now you're going in under video into the exact facet joints, right?
That's right.
Yeah. And then there's the actual injection.
Keep in mind, he's asleep for this.
Yeah, I feel nothing. And then the next day, I had no pain, by the way. No pain. Okay, now this is my sacrum. Now, watch. There, you saw it go right down. Now watch. You'll see that black zoom right down. So and there's that's my lumbosacral ligament that was tortured. You see the stem cells going right there. Now here's my knee, and you'll see it going right. There it is. Boom, right in. Right in. My meniscus that needs healed. There it is. You see it going right for the meniscus.
Systemic portion of the treatment.
Now you're seeing him inject it just right into my vein. So it's going systemic through my body.
We'll let the anesthesiologist do that so we don't get all, so you know, we share the fun.
There it is. Yeah, you know, I have to say, you know, I mean, I had a lot of injections. I did. I mean, Prolozone, like I said, it helped. The Prolozone did not help my neck, even though it did stabilize my low back. But I think that the specificity of going exactly into those areas is key. Yeah. So, I mean, how many people are doing that type of video work with that?
Well, there are clinics that do, there's a lot of clinics that do fluoroscopic guided injection of stem cells, but nobody who will do as many injections as I do in a single sitting, and not with the same methodology that we use. Because the problem that I see with a lot of pain management guys who get into stem cell medicine is they just basically replace steroid injection for stem cells. Mm-hmm. So instead of just like a single injection, you know, they'll just do stem cells like that. Whereas I'm thinking of it like, I'm not thinking of it as a mechanic where I'm looking to repair individual parts of the motor. I'm thinking like a gardener, and I'm treating entire tissue beds. Mm-hmm. That's why I do so many injections, because there's rarely one pain generator.
Yeah.
It's these tissue beds. It's the loss of the miracle properties of your miracle fabric, the collagen, and it's the neovascularization, the sprouting up of all these irregular blood vessels.
Right.
And we need to get all of that. So we do the posterior column, which is behind the spinal cord, which is the facet joints, which is the multifidi, which is where the nerve roots exit. We do the epidural injection. So now we're into the spinal canal, where it's been proven that you can have that neovascularization, those irregular blood vessels in the spinal canal. And we go in front of the spinal cord into the intervertebral disc.
And by the way, I mean, as a chiropractor, I mean, nobody gets it better than us. I mean, you know, you can't affect this without affecting this.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted my whole spine done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it makes total sense that if this is not right, how much of it is coming from my injury at C5, which was also an injury wrestling years ago, right? Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, the concepts, the basic concepts of regenerative medicine are based on the tensegrity, which is, you know, that's precisely that. If I twist your shirt here, it affects clear up to here. You can see the tissue change all along.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're messing me up, man. And by the way, one of the things I was saying, so funny, even I called you like when I was home that night, did you get into those capsular ligaments? I kept asking the same question. He started laughing. I'm like, why are you laughing? It's like, because you've asked me that no less than 20 times, maybe 50. So anyways, you're going to say funny things. But look, you know, the in that injection, you had the exosomes.
Put it this way. I've listened to enough people coming in and out of anesthesia. When I had my colonoscopy, as I was going in, I said, when you feel the drugs hit, shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Keep your mouth shut. Shut your mouth.
Well, by the way, my wife, she wanted to put it on, she wanted to film it. My son bailed me out and said, don't, no, yeah, no, 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 no.
He had the camera, yeah. Otherwise at that point, it wouldn't have been filmed.
Yeah, that was a seasoned teenager. You could tell, like, who has the smarts. Yeah, right?
He has us for parents. Yeah. You can talk right, seasoned.
Anyway, we are going to bring her into it in a minute. But anyways, in that injection tube that you saw him putting in, there was my stem cells from my fat, my stem cells from the bone, and the exosomes. Mm-hmm. And then, boom, we also put them directly into the body. All right, so let's talk about, we did part of the full body makeover mm-hmm. is also the face. And so I want to play a clip. Amy Killen works with you here. I interviewed her on, oh, and by the way, all of that, you can watch my whole procedure, like the full length of everything. If you're even more curious, it'll be up on YouTube. So check out the whole video on YouTube. It'll be cool to watch, actually. There's a lot more graphics there. So so warning you. But anyway, no, but there's a lot there. It's actually really good to watch. But anyways, let's watch this next clip because we talked about the face. I'll let Amy, Dr. Amy, speak to it. Then you can speak to it after the clip. So Matt, go ahead and watch this clip.
So talk about the benefits of this now. You know, we talked a little bit about what you're doing, but you can, you know, review that as well. But talk about the benefits. What are you seeing with patients with
these kind of treatments?
These kind of treatments.
You know, these cellular treatments are different than, you know, different than Botox, different than fillers or facelifts or things like that, in that we're basically just trying to get the skin to become more healthy and more youthful. So, you know, increasing your collagen helps with structure, and so you gives your skin a better structure, which you lose with time.
Mm-hmm.
Increasing elastin gives your skin the better bounce back. Again, you lose that with time. And then the hyaluronic acid is what gives your skin moisture and it gives you that kind of nice plump look, and you lose that with time. So you're trying to get your skin to sort of make more of those things. So it can help with things like fine lines, but it's not like a filler. It's not going to give you a
right
shape. It's not going to give you know, problems moving muscles.
Which I hate, by the way.
It's just going to give you improvements in texture, tone, color, fine lines. Basically, kind of give you like a glow. People are like, oh my gosh, you look more rested. You look healthier. Like that mm-hmm. sort of thing is what people generally tend to say.
And you're doing the hair, actually, because, and Marilee has great hair, but she's 50 and she's thinning, especially on the sides. So talk about that. A lot of women get the hair done because it thickens it and even creates new growth. Talk about the amount of growth.
Women, you know, for male pattern baldness.
Yeah. Oh yeah, male pattern baldness.
Stem cells are great. Exosomes. Same with women. Whether it's from just age related or with other causes, you know, can lose hair. And we can inject these growth factors and stem cells basically all around the follicles, which can then stimulate the stem cells that are in the follicles to kind of convert those the hair from the resting stage to the active growth phase. And it's been shown in a number of studies to be something that can be really helpful, and you know, it's regenerative, so it's your own body doing it.
Now, Amy, you're going into the deeper areas, right? You're going in.
I'm getting both deep and superficial, so I'll get this whole area.
Right, and so this is different than microneedling. This is actually getting the exosomes and the PRP and stem cells in to those deeper tissues.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Marilee, you're right here. You want to speak to any of this?
Glad it's over.
Just squeeze in here.
No, actually, I'm so glad I did it.
Well, I want, you know, she would never do Botox. And is that good?
Yeah.
She would never do Botox. There you go. Just lean in. But it's only been, well, 6 weeks because we ended up doing it a week after.
I see Gabby, the girl that does my hair, on Thursday. So it'll be interesting to see if she detects any new growth. But I will say I was itchy. I've been itchy. I periodically find myself scratching just right here. Mm-hmm. So I know that's a sign of obviously something has been stimulated. My face, the first thing I noticed immediately is I was starting, because I was losing collagen, I was getting this like puffiness. It wasn't like a puffy eye. It was more of a like an uneven texture to that puffiness, which was driving me absolutely insane. And that really has virtually almost completely gone. I mean, yeah. So I'm doing exactly what Amy's telling me to do as far as keeping on course. And the next thing I'm to do, which I actually have scheduled.
Just some PRP vampire.
Right. I'm going, vampire. Yeah, we're doing that again Wednesday morning. So, yeah. It's,
yeah, I mean, and likewise, you could speak to this, Dr. Harry, to same amount of time. This isn't something that you put it in and a month later you go, oh my goodness, right? It doesn't work like that.
Precisely.
Yeah. No, so I'm patient with that. And to tell them about how that actually works, because it does take time. So I'm not looking for a miracle. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I'm not looking for that anyway, but I would be super excited just to have the benefit of what this can potentially do.
And we're in new territory here too, because we actually had the exosomes done. I mean, how many people have actually had that in their face? I mean, not many. It's like this clinic in Beverly Hills that's doing this.
And the clinic in New Jersey, the guy who developed, the guy who launched the lab, Chimera Labs, Doug Spiel. I think he has someone in his clinic doing it cosmetically. Because the way he developed exosomes is a cellular biologist that he has a relationship with. A friend of his burned his face really badly. His grill blew up and he had a grill accident. It's burned his face terribly. And so the guy who grows stem cells says, you know, I have this culture medium that I grow all these stem cells in. It's probably loaded with exosomes. Let's put some of that on there. And he had this like miraculous fast healing time. And he has pictures on the Chimera website.
I've seen pictures pre and post with this stuff. I mean, if it can do that to a burned face, I'm like, yeah, you're darn right I'm doing it in my 50s. And my wife's 50. Can you believe that? You see her face? That's amazing. But I mean, honestly, I mean, why wouldn't you do it? I mean, exosomes, I think there's an amazing future here. So, and again, this clinic, New Jersey, Beverly Hills, that's about it, new territory. I bet people watching have heard of the vampire face. That's where they do the microneedling, and you heard me differentiate what she was doing. Mm-hmm. She does the microneedling, which brings the exosomes and PRP into the face. But by the way, the vampire facial is just PRP in the microneedling. This is the vampire facial with the PRP exosomes, and then she does the deep injections, which is completely different than the vampire facial. So that's takes it to the next level. So yeah, but it takes time, right? I mean, just like anything else. So after it heals over 6 months, even a year, from what I read.
That's right. I mean, it's very interesting for me. I mean, I don't do the facial treatments. Amy does them, but it's interesting for me because I get to see with my eyes somebody's face change, and it's the same thing that's happening when I inject their disc or I inject their knee or
yeah, but you don't see it.
Yeah, I don't get to see it. I'm just basing everything on what they're telling me. The improvement.
Well, I can tell you, man, you can't see my disc, but oh my gosh, it's like so. Like me, even sitting here this long, in the past, I would be like really like all. I would feel it. I feel nothing right
that's
now.
Great.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's right. So, hey, it's you're the man. That's why I've already sent a bunch of people here, man. Thanks. I believe in you, no doubt about it.
He's a great guy, like just a nice man, super nice. That was for when I met you. I just was so drawn to your personality. Well, he came up and said, "Oh my gosh, I love him."
Yeah,
and he's brilliant. And then I met you, and you just have this warmth, and of course, love your family.
Some cute girls.
You have adorable girls. Yeah.
There's a lot of cuteness going on.
There's a lot of cuteness going on there. Well, we appreciate the knowledge you're bringing, you know, the being on the cutting edge of this. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. That's why I send people here. But this is the, to bring it full circle, I believe this is the future of medicine. I really do. I think it goes beyond pain. I think staying with what the FDA knows it's good for, we can talk about it, pain, but it goes beyond pain. Mm-hmm. It really does. Yeah. This is the future. And so, again, go to YouTube. You'll see the full clips. I'm going to put the full clips of Marilee's whole facial there. So if you're interested more in that, give them your information here. How do they find you?
Sure. We're located in Park City in the New Park area, which is much closer. We're only about 25-30 minute drive from the Salt Lake City airport. 80% of our patients come from out of state. We have a large population of international. A lot of Canadians, more and more Europeans. We have people who come from United Arab Emirates. We've got people coming in from everywhere. Yeah. Our website is Docer. I picked a goofy name. I mean, I love the name of our clinic, but nobody can pronounce it. Nobody's ever heard of it. It's Docere Clinics, DocereClinics.com, Docere Clinics.
And they could get Dr. Amy there. So facial, if you're just interested in that, the full body makeover, whatever it is, that's where you go.
Yeah. Or one toe, if that's what you need.
Yeah, man, exactly. Or one toe. All right, man. I know you're going to get a lot of people calling you in, so, and you deserve it. So do you all. All right, see you on the next show.